from API. This is Energy Tomorrow Radio, your source for information and conversation about the most important energy issues of the day.
Welcome to Energy Tomorrow Radio. I'm your host, Jane Van Ryan. It's officially summer. We just observed Memorial Day, and that means we've entered the season when families all over the country are planning vacations. This year, however, Americans are experiencing record-setting fuel prices for both gasoline and diesel fuel. Our guest today is very knowledgeable about fuel prices. He is Ron Planting, Manager of Statistics at API. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you.
Ron, based on what you have seen, tell me, what has led to the gasoline prices that consumers are seeing today at the pump?
It's all about the price of crude oil. Refiners are producing an all-time record amount of gasoline, but it's the cost of the raw material that's really behind it all. It's costing, on average, somewhere around $3 a gallon when you take the current price of over $120 a barrel, divide by 42, which is how many gallons there are in a barrel. That's something like $3 a gallon for crude oil plus 47 cents for state and federal taxes. You're already up to something like $3.50 a gallon before you pay the people who refine it, the people who bring it to the station, people who operate the station. That's really the story.
With prices at the levels they're at today, how has that impacted the demand for gasoline?
Well, we have seen consumers adapting to that. We've seen slower growth in gasoline consumption in the last several years with higher prices, and this year we've actually had a slight decline. I think people are looking at ways they can drive more efficiently, maybe having second thoughts about some discretionary driving. And as time goes on, people have had more time as they may be buying a new vehicle for one reason or another. The fuel efficiency is part of that decision more than it has been in the past.
There are several news articles that have come out recently, Ron, that indicate that consumers aren't the only ones being squeezed by the high crude oil prices. Some refiners, too, say that they lost money during the first quarter of the year 2008. How do you explain that? How is it that they're losing money when it appears that the cost of gasoline is very high?
You're saying, how can, with gasoline prices where they are now, how can a refiner be losing money?
Yes.
And the answer is, they're in the middle. If crude oil prices rise, you can see that a crude oil producer is going to benefit from that. But if you're a refiner, you don't control the cost of your raw material, the crude oil. You really don't control the price you sell your products at, because if you price it too high, no one will buy your product. If you price it too low, they'll draw it out of your tanks and you won't have stuff left for your other customers. So if product prices don't rise as much as crude prices, in some cases some refiners could be in a squeeze because of that.
Has the cost of crude oil and the price of gasoline moved upward in lockstep?
No, and they rarely do. What we've seen so far this year, crude oil prices have averaged a little over a dollar a gallon higher compared with the same period a year ago. Gasoline prices at retail are about 71 cents higher, so they haven't moved up as much as crude oil.
Well, what about diesel fuel? How has diesel fuel been affected by the increased cost of crude oil?
Well, diesel prices have actually risen more than gasoline. They're up by a little over a dollar a gallon as well compared with a year ago, and that really goes to the supply and demand situation with the diesel market.
What is the average price of diesel today?
Right now, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.50 a gallon.
So why has it gone up faster and surpassed the price of gasoline? It didn't used to be like that.
Well, you know, when you talk to an economist, the answer is going to be supply and demand. On the demand side, demand for diesel has been very strong. It's more resilient because even if prices rise, it's mainly freight transportation as part of a business process. And if you're manufacturing say washing machines or breakfast cereal, you're not going to say, oh gosh, the cost of transporting this stuff to the consumer has gone up, I think I'll just let it gather dust in the warehouse. You're probably not going to do that. So that's the kind of thing that makes diesel demand resilient, and that is another factor that has contributed to a tight market for diesel.
So what about diesel supply?
Well, U.S. refiners have been producing record amounts of diesel fuel, but if we want to get additional supplies from overseas, it's pretty difficult because demand worldwide is very strong. Europe, for example, is pushing diesel fuel for personal passenger vehicles over gasoline. We've got strong economic growth in developing countries, which is driving demand for diesel as well. So it can be very difficult to find additional imports.
There are some consumers, however, that have a basic understanding of refinery operations, and they say, wait a minute, diesel is easier to refine. There are fewer steps in refining diesel from crude oil. It is refined less per se. So why does it cost more? I mean, does that go back to the law of supply and demand as well?
Well, I'm not sure that's really true of diesel today. If you want to manufacture diesel that will run in today's engines and run well and meet all the requirements, it's not going to happen automatically. You need the right equipment. You need to invest in the kinds of facilities that will produce diesel fuel from crude oil and meet the requirements for things like cetane level. It's got to be high enough to run smoothly in a diesel engine. And cetane is kind of like octane for gasoline. It's something that needs to meet a certain level in order for your engine to run properly. On top of that, in recent years, we've had something called clean diesel, which promises to provide improved air quality when combined with the new diesel engines that are now in the new trucks. But that has required another $8 billion of investment by refiners in order to meet those very tight specs.
As the price of diesel has climbed, has demand for that fuel fallen as well?
It's been more resilient than gasoline.
And by that you mean?
We've already seen stronger growth for diesel than gasoline in the past 5 years or so, growing at about three times the rate of gasoline. And because it is part of a bigger business process, it's mostly freight transportation, getting things to and from manufacturers, getting products to consumers, it's something that's less responsive to higher prices.
You mentioned gasoline taxes a couple of minutes ago. Is the tax paid on every gallon of diesel about the same as you pay for a gallon of gasoline?
It's actually higher. The federal tax on gasoline is 18.4 cents on a gallon, and diesel fuel is about 6 cents a gallon higher. And combine that with state and federal taxes on diesel fuel, we're paying about 53.6 cents per gallon.
There's another product that comes out of a barrel of crude oil, that's heating oil. And there are a lot of people in New England and in some mid-Atlantic states particularly that use a lot of heating oil. How has the price of heating oil been impacted by the higher crude costs?
Well, one of the things that does affect the heating oil market is the fact that diesel fuel and heating oil are close cousins. And so if the market for diesel fuel is tight, then that can have an effect on the heating oil market. And in fact, that is what we have seen.
So it's up as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, I know that API does not predict prices. It's a trade association. It is not allowed to predict prices by law. But if consumers want to go find a forecast for prices, where do they go?
Well, I guess I would say that in looking at any price forecast, there's a lot of uncertainty connected with that. But that being said, you can go to the Energy Information Administration, which is part of the U.S. Department of Energy. They have their short-term energy outlook, which has their predictions on gasoline prices and diesel prices and so forth.
And all that's on the web?
And that's all on the Internet.
Very good. Ron, thank you so much for joining us today on Energy Tomorrow Radio.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on Energy Tomorrow Radio, brought to you by the people of America's oil and natural gas industry. For more information about this podcast or to submit questions for future shows, visit energytomorrow.org. That's energytomorrow.org.